31. After considerable thought, Weigert decided to tackle Julian first, without Sam, and before Caroline arrived from the airport. Weigert did not want this meeting interrupted, which meant it needed to be held in either his room or Julian's. He decided on his own, asked Julian to come on a matter of great importance, and set about tidying the piles of page proofs, physics journals, and diagrams onto the desk and the extra table he'd jammed into the small chamber.
"Working hard on your book, I see," Julian said. "Why do you need to see me right away?"
"It's Caroline. She..." Julian's face tautened.
"Is she all right?"
"Oh God, was there an accident?"
"No, no, nothing like that. Caroline is fine."
"Was she?" Weigert determined to stay on track. "But she emailed me, and then she called.
She needs what? She's gotten everything she asked for from us."
"Yes. But now she needs something more. For her sister. She..." "Go ahead, my darling. Just say it."
"Wants Mrs. Kemp to be implanted, in order to see her dead child again. To pull Mrs. Kemp out of her crippling mental state." Julian's eyes widened. He said nothing for a long moment, but George could almost see his brain crunching away, arranging arguments, yea and nay, searching for the best advantage to the project and himself. There were times, Weigert realized, when he wasn't sure he liked Julian.
"Well," Julian finally said, "that's an interesting idea."
Which meant what? Cold fusion could be called an interesting idea, but it hadn't worked and wouldn't ever work.
"I think," Weigert said, "that if Dr. Luskin agrees, we should do it."
"Why?"
"From compassion? To honor Caroline's long struggles to help her sister? To let this poor woman see her dead child and be comforted?"
"To obtain a unique set of mapping data from a brain with severe depression. That will add another dimension to Sam, Caroline, and Dr. Mumaw's journal article, which in turn will add luster to the project."
"True enough,"
Julian said, and stood longer in thought.
Weigert could not read his expression. Finally, he said,
"Yes, I think you're right. We should do it. Ellen is young enough that if her MRI checks out, there probably isn't much risk. But you know the rule, George. The decision must be unanimous. And I'm not sure Sam will agree."
Nor was Weigert. He'd said that to Caroline on the phone, adding,
"I'm afraid you endow me with more power than I have."
She had said simply, "It's your theory."
"Caroline, my dear,
My sister says she wants to die. Her doctor told her that right now, her thinking is so disordered that Ellen believes Kayla will be better off without her."
"George, that is not my sister. If you knew what she's been through, what her life has been, and through all of it, she's been strong.
But everybody has a breaking point, and a lot of people need help getting past it so they can go on at all. Can you understand that?"
"Everybody has a breaking point." Weigert's had come when Rose died. Afterward, he'd clung like a barnacle to his theory, with its promise that not only could Rose still exist somewhere, but that he could see her again. Without that hope, that comfort, would Weigert have been able to go on? And so Weigert had said, "I'll try." Apparently he had succeeded with Julian, but with Sam?
Julian said, "We have to get Sam to agree, now, tonight, before his surgery tomorrow. That's imperative."
"Why?"
Weigert said.
He'd envisioned softening Sam slowly.
Julian said, "There's a chance that Sam might die during tomorrow's surgery. You know that, George. Not a small chance, either. The project will continue anyway, but there must be no ambiguity surrounding the outcome of Sam's operation. I want it crystal clear to any potentially hostile observer that Caro's surgery did not kill Sam just so she could get Ellen implanted. We all need to agree on Ellen's chip before Sam's surgery,
then fully and legally document the agreement, to protect Caro from rumors of malpractice, and the project from eventual negative publicity. I can get Bill Haggerty here tonight if I...
Wait. Are you saying someone might suspect Caroline of murdering Sam so that he couldn't oppose Mrs. Kemp's implant? Who would ever say such a thing?
I don't know who. That's the whole point, George. But we need Sam to agree before his surgery, and we need fireproof legal documents saying so.
Weigert would not have thought of any of this. He looked at Julian with a mixture of respect and horror.
All right. Yes. We'll go to Sam together, right after I make a few phone calls. You're the best person to persuade him, George. His oldest friend. And you lost your wife. If you can work on Sam to see that if only Ellen could see Angelica, as you saw Rose.
Weigert closed his eyes. What he saw was not Rose, but a fight with Sam, on the eve of his dying friend's surgery. But if it would help Caroline...
All right, I'll try to persuade him.
No, Sam said. Absolutely not. Are you both crazy?
He sat up in bed, wearing not pajamas but an incongruous plaid shirt, which made him look to Weigert like an emaciated and elderly lumberjack. His eyes were brighter than Weigert had seen in a long time, his color better. He didn't look like a man who would die during surgery, nor did he look like a man who was going to agree to anything he didn't want to. Combat crackled off him like static. Did Julian feel it too?
Weigert said, Sam, you're making a radical choice to risk surgery in your condition. Surely Caroline and her sister have the same right.
He paused, steeling himself to refer to what only Sam and he knew,
as did my Rose, to make her choice at the end.
Your wife's action and mine are not similar. When Rose took that overdose...
Weigert ignored Julian's start of surprise and concentrated on Sam.
The cancer had left her no options. I have options, and I've made a decision. Ellen Kemp isn't stable enough to make any decisions. Jesus Christ, George, I know you're not a lawyer, but think what potential lawsuits we'd be opening ourselves to if a psychiatric patient underwent elective brain surgery as part of our clinical trial, especially if she dies.
Julian said, The surgery isn't entirely elective. It's necessary to save her life, because otherwise she might end it. Luskin will swear to that, and Haggerty will cover us legally.
You've already talked to Luskin and Haggerty on this? Without telling me?
Weigert said, Please, stay calm, Sam. We're telling you now. Caroline's sister won't receive surgery until she's discharged from the hospital on Grand Cayman, however long that takes. And her mapping data will aid the project, not hurt it.
You must know, I wouldn't risk our work here unless I was sure it would be all right in the end. You are risking it, George. You know you are.
Watkins turned his face, now purpling, to Julian.
He's risking everything for that woman. What hold does she have over him?
Julian said sharply, Come off it, Sam. Caro has no hold over George.
Then what hold does she have over you, Julian? Are you sleeping with her, against my express orders?
Weigert felt anxiety fall away from him. Sam was clearly not himself, probably as a result of his medications. Weigert stepped closer to the bed.
No one has any hold over anyone, Sam. Stop being so melodramatic. This is my theory, and even though you're funding it, even though you believe in it, even though decisions on surgical candidates must be unanimous, on this one, you should listen to me. I've created a new branch of the multiverse, and, as yet, you have not. Caroline has implanted chips flawlessly into four people, and she will do many more. All of them are risks. We take risks with this work every single day. If Caroline and Julian and Lyle Luskin, who have all seen Mrs. Kemp, as you have not, believe she will eventually be a candidate for this surgery, then I think you must listen to them. For once in your life, Sam, listen to other people.
Watkins glared at him. Weigert stared back. Astonishing himself, he added,
"And nobody cares if Caroline sleeps with Julian."
Silence. Julian said, and Weigert would have sworn there was amusement in his voice,
"But just for the record, she's not. I'm not."
Watkins said,
"All right. But if I'd known that she would be this much... All right. Set it up with Haggerty and I'll sign his damn papers. As long as I get my implant in the morning."
"You will," Julian said. "Thank you, Sam."
"Get out,"
Watkins rasped. They did. Best to escape with victory. On the walkway, Julian said,
"Do you want to tell Caro, or shall I?"
"You," Weigert said. All at once, he wanted to go back to his room, papered with the comforting facts of physics, and work on his page proofs. Enough with all this drama. But when the rose in his head said, "You did right, my darling," Weigert felt himself smile.